Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, we had a listener who absolutely did not want to be name checked because she thinks she's a homewrecker.
She's not, but the guy she hooked up with is.
Yeah, that's group therapy. Throwback Thursday, we tried a new game and not sure about it.
Called Rank the Best. I'm going to rank it a 5.
5 being the worst, 1 being the best. Okay, if that weren't enticing enough. Setting the bar stories and a lot more.
Enjoy your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Hopefully today is a Friday for a lot of you, as tomorrow being the 4th of July holiday. You know, maybe you're getting the day off. I know I was talking to my mechanic last week about, you know, maybe getting some new tires and things like that. I was like, he was like, well, we got to order them. It might take a week. And he was like, how about next Friday? I was like, all right, yeah, next Friday we'll do it. And then I was like, oh, no, Friday is 4th of July. You're not going to be there. He's like, yeah, we will.
Oh.
We're going to be here.
Dang it.
We're going to be working.
Working for you.
We'll put your dang tires on.
Wow. The dedication.
So I was like, yeah, but that means I would have to go.
Right. I mean, because I don't want to.
Like, I don't.
Do any not fun stuff
I don't want to, like. Do stuff.
No offense, but getting tires put on my car, not fun.
Right. Not, you know.
No offense.
Hey, it's great and all.
Right.
I mean, they're needed, sure.
Necessity.
Necessity, yes.
But when I have a day off, I don't want to do that stuff.
But that's sort of like a chore.
Right. I don't like chores. Feels like work.
Feels like work.
Even though you're doing the work, I'm just sitting there.
Exactly. I got to sit in the waiting room.
Ugh.
I got to wait.
That's hard work.
Meanwhile, nurses heading to work or right. Doctors are like,
oh,
yeah.
They're rolling their eyes, maybe throwing something at us right now. Yes. No, we understand. You guys are still showing up.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you.
We appreciate it. We do. Yeah, actually, the most people, their plans are not to do anything on the 4th of July. I do know that today, if you're planning on like traveling to like a relative's house or just on vacation, hitting a day early because...
Yeah, a lot of people plan vacations.
Yeah, I was going to say, if time, maybe you're taking next week off or something, you can sneak a couple extra days of PTO in there if you take today off. So today, the worst time to travel is between noon and 6.
Okay, that's a nice narrow little window.
That's like when the plumber says he's going to show up at your house.
Sure.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'll come by on Friday.
Between like 8 and 5.
Yeah, exactly. Sometime.
Not right.
Just make sure you're home.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
But we appreciate you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, are most people off or most people working tomorrow? Because like restaurants, retail.
Yeah, a lot of the restaurants and retail still are.
They're still open.
They might close early for like fireworks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to be on like, quote, best of mode tomorrow.
Right.
But. Yeah, I mean, it used to be like we had to. Well, no, we didn't really.
No,
we'd always have a fill-in or something like that. Yeah. look at us. We're like, we used to. Well, no, we didn't. We didn't either.
No, we're not going to loop ourselves in with the heroes that still have to work.
Like the guy putting on tires.
Right. God bless you.
I know. I did. There was a deflation.
Right.
As I was like. I was like, oh, no, Friday. We can't schedule it for Friday. That's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You're not going to be working.
Yeah, we will, buddy.
I'll be working.
Yeah.
You know what? You're still going to need those tires, aren't you?
Fueling the American spirit.
That's right.
I'm working for America.
Gas stations, they're going to be open. Garages,
yep.
They're going to be open.
Yep. Grocery stores.
Yeah, grocery.
Because you need all the stuff for your barbecues. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know, that'll
be
fun.
We appreciate all of you.
We do.
That don't get the day off.
You're going to run a 5K or anything?
No. Have you met me?
I have.
Okay.
I asked.
It's precious you keep asking.
I asked only to hear you say no.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is precious. Are you going to run a 5K?
There is one here in St. Matthews that I thought of too late, and it's already sold out. So I may just crash it and run it.
On Friday?
Yeah, it's 4th of July. It's a 4th of July 5K.
But you were just saying, it's my day off and I don't want to do anything.
Well.
Oh, I'll just run a 5K. I'll crash
a 5K
signed up for.
I don't want to go get tires for my car.
The only reason you run any sort of race is for the medal and the snacks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not entitled to the medal if you didn't sign up. Why are you doing it?
Ooh. You bring up a good point.
Yes.
I might be able to weasel a medal at the finish line.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
As in steal someone else's that you beat out?
Ah, they always have extra medals.
Signed up?
They always have extra medals.
They're not going to have a bib.
Yes, I know. Are they going to?
That's their first clue that you're in the race and deserve a medal.
The only thing that would really cause an alarm is if I happen to win an age category or something. And that's not going to happen.
So they have a lot of people without bibs running races a lot?
Why do you ask it like that?
I'm just saying that's the surefire sign that they're supposed to be there and participating.
People put bibs on different areas of their body. They don't always have it on their belly.
So you can just tell them, I got it in my car.
Yeah, I forgot it. I'm registered. I really am.
Yep.
And they'll be like, all right, you look trustworthy. And I'll be like, yep.
And you're going to take someone else's medal, and then they're going to run. They're going to be one short at the end. Like,
no, they're not going to be one
last
short.
Place person who probably is their very first 5K, and they're just maybe they were training for it, and they were just like, yes, I finished, and I'm going to get that medal. What?
They're
out of medal?
We don't know how. We counted twice. The people who registered in our medals, we don't understand.
No, but I think that's a great idea. I think
we're
you should
one
totally
less.
Crash the 5K without registering for it. That's what I think you should do.
Why do you keep saying without registering? I said it once, and we're just moving on.
That's a minor detail.
It is a minor detail. Uh-huh. No, it's their fault for capping it so low. I would have registered.
Okay, do you know how many participants they allowed in?
No.
Oh, got it.
Obviously, they capped it at some sort of, 100 runners or something like that.
Like, runs shouldn't be sold out.
Well.
You should just, let as many people as want do it.
I understand why, but still.
Because, again, medals.
Yeah, medals and snacks.
Medals and snacks.
Yeah.
They need to know how to plan for that stuff.
And for people like me.
Exactly.
Who don't plan ahead of time.
Psychopaths who are like, I think I'll just join a 5K today.
Well, they didn't advertise with 99.7 DJX, so I had no idea it was happening.
That's really the root of the problem. If they would have advertised.
That's right.
With 99.7 DJX.
Then I would have known.
Yeah. And then you would have gone through the proper channels.
Yeah.
And registered.
And still probably tried to register too late.
Probably.
We probably would have been in the same spot, but nonetheless, it would have shown more attention on
one
it.
One less thing to blame.
Sometimes when you see a person that maybe strikes your fancy, you're not in the right state of mind to get a name or number, so how do you follow up with that person?
Yeah, maybe the situation isn't conducive to that. So
right.
You do a little typey-typey in the basement, you set it off to the internet, we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, this is a 30-year-old man, possibly still loopy.
What?
Titled, Root Canal or Cupid's Drill.
Oh, okay.
You were the stunning brunette in scrubs. Smelled like lavender and honey. I assume you're a dentist.
I assume you're a dentist?
Though honestly, you could have been the tooth fairy in disguise and I wouldn't have known the difference.
Okay.
You walked in and suddenly, I wasn't afraid of root canals anymore.
Oh, wow.
I was afraid of falling in love while drooling uncontrollably. I was your 30-year-old patient, a.k.a. the big baby about dental work.
Oh, sure.
Pretty sure my last appointment was during the Obama administration. It's been a minute.
Okay.
I'd prepared myself mentally for medieval torture and instead got you.
Nice.
I don't remember you from my last visit, so either you're new or I was too focused on my fear of fluoride to notice you. You tried explaining the procedure, but I was too busy wondering how you smelled like an enchanted forest and if you were single. Then bam!
Wow.
The nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I'm in a dream sequence where you're leaning over me like a dental angel, glowing under those fluorescent lights. Was that heaven? Did I flatline?
What?
I woke up alone, emotionally and literally.
Oh, no.
And some other hygienist was trying to talk to me and ushering me out like I hadn't just had a spiritual experience. I wanted to say, hey, what about the follow-up appointment with the hot doc? The x-rays of my heart, where are those? So if you're reading this, mystery dentist, tell me I wasn't just high. Or tell me I was, but that you still want to grab a drink and talk about plaque.
What?
Or love. P.S. I floss now, daily. That's personal growth, baby.
Can we just acknowledge he knows where this person yeah. works? You could just
go
follow
back.
Up there instead of sending
He thinks it was the nitrous oxide.
Okay.
He doesn't know.
You could. There's a real surefire way you can find out. Just go back to the dentist.
Go back.
And see if she works. There.
Instead, we're at
Craigslist. Missed connections.
Maybe he'll connect those dots at some point.
Maybe.
This is a woman for man. You set fire to my ears and my heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were aggressively confident, bro, belting out Adele. Set fire to the rain like your life and possibly a few vocal cords depended on it.
Set fire to the rain.
Wow.
Yeah, probably something like that. I've heard a lot of covers of that song in my day. It's karaoke law.
Uh-huh.
But never one that made me feel like I was watching a gladiator cry in the shower.
Wow.
Powerful.
Uh-huh.
Terrible. Weirdly moving.
Okay.
I was the girl near the bar who heckled you with, "You suck!"
She heckled him.
But in a flirty way.
Wait, she heckled him and she's reaching out for...
How can that sound flirty when you're yelling, "You suck!" Unless you had him, but you're hot.
She's heckling him.
Okay, it may not have sounded flirty. More like I was a bitter ex-judge from The Voice.
Okay.
But you just smirked and kept going.
Okay.
Or maybe that was just an oxygen-deprived expression from hitting the high notes too hard. Either way, I was intrigued.
Okay.
Later, you got into some kind of weird shoving match near the jukebox and got tossed out by security like a beautiful, chaotic windmill of testosterone.
What?
That should have been a red flag.
Uh-huh.
But my brain saw a green light and said, yes, that one.
She is unhinged.
So if you're reading this, mysterious karaoke warrior, I'm sorry for booing you. Like to buy you a drink, hear your real voice outside of the Adele range,
uh-huh.
and maybe find out what other ballads you destroy in your free time.
Oh my God, she's continuing to roast him.
Call me, or don't. I'll just be at the same bar next Thursday, heckling responsibly and hoping for a remix of our night.
Fire to the rain.
So he's singing Adele.
Badly.
She's heckling
right.
him.
Still thinking maybe he's cute.
and then decides, you know what? As this guy's getting tossed, he's the one.
He's the one. He's got bad boy energy. And I
he's
find
got that
attractive.
Energy. Oh, okay. Shoot. So whether you think your dentist is hot, but you just don't know how to get back in touch with her
like
because
going
you were
back to the dentist office
high
when you
on
had the experience?
Nitrous oxide, or you were intrigued by the guy who was belting out. It can be
but
one
I'll be back
thing.
Next Thursday.
That's
so
right.
Come on by.
Yeah, I'll buy a drink. It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
I want to show up next Thursday, though.
All right, this is Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or
sure.
a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
You know the phrase, it couldn't have happened to a nicer person, right?
Depends on how you say it.
Well,
can be nice, can be good, can
sure.
be sarcastic.
Well, this is kind of the sarcastic.
Uh-huh.
Because whatever the opposite of that is, that's what we're dealing with here. If you can manage to make it through the day without winning a huge jackpot when you've got an extensive criminal record, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
A couple months ago, we had a good old Kentucky guy named James won the Powerball jackpot.
Ooh, how much?
$167.3 million.
Wow.
good on, I mean, what luck.
That's amazing.
Yes, what
amazing luck.
He, I think he was in Florida when he learned the news.
Okay.
He's from Kentucky.
Yeah.
And he spends most of his time between Kentucky and
snowbird,
Florida.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe a snowbird, yeah. Mm-hmm. The problem is, James, after we've kind of learned a little bit more about him, he spent nearly 30 years in custody.
Oh.
Across 25 different correctional institutions.
Oh, wow.
All sorts of offenses are covered.
Okay. Runs the gamut of the crimes.
Runs the gamut. His criminal record spans about 35 years.
That's a long time to try to turn things around.
Yeah, he's 50, so if you're doing the math, it started early for him when he was a teenager.
It did start early.
So,
and
you know,
I told you. Haven't figured out how to straighten it out yet?
Well, I told you that he was in Florida, and unfortunately that Florida vacation where he learned that he was the winner was cut short when he allegedly punched a guest and kicked a police officer and arrested and faces now charges in both Florida and Kentucky.
Oh, boy.
So, hey, look, you know what? The lottery isn't going to discriminate. They're going to say, hey, if you want to try to play.
He's entitled to the money.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. But,
okay.
I mean, the lottery's not going to turn away anybody's money who wants to play.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know. I guess.
Yeah, they don't ask for a background check before you buy a lottery ticket.
Before you buy a lottery ticket,
yes,
right?
No.
And so now we're just learning after the fact that, you know, James, he's had a checkered past, we'll say.
He's had an interesting backstory. He looks happy in the picture.
Well, of course he looks happy.
Really happy in the picture. Because, and you know, that's some bail money right there.
Yeah, that'll pay bail for him.
That's bail money.
Do you think is this the case where it's like this amount of money is going to change him for the good? Or is this just going to snowball things?
It may embolden him.
I think that's what a lot of people are worried about.
He seems to have a hard time connecting the dots on how to stay out of trouble.
Right. One of his convictions was bribing a corrections officer. So.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you've heard, I've won the lottery. I can make this worth your while.
You know what? Got a crisp $20 bill here that says otherwise.
What do we need to do to get me
out
of here?
What do we got to do here? So again, side of the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without winning a huge jackpot when you've got an extensive criminal record, you're doing okay. Some people may say, hey, whatever, he's got a huge jackpot now.
Okay, but he's also got a long list
of
bad life choices.
Yep. So,
and hopefully, at some point,
James will figure it out.
He's going to figure it out.
Yep.
Get on the straight and narrow.
There you go. All right, there you go. That's your setting the bar story. Time for Feel Good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
This is kind of one of those fantastic, authentic things that evolved from the internet. Rachel Ruff Kyler is a creator, screenwriter on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And now maybe she can add music producer to her credits.
Okay.
She came across this video of a song called Could Be Love by a Utah-based indie band called Pool House and thought, with a few tweaks, that could be an amazing song. And now this band's been at it for like 5 years, putting out content, playing small gigs, hoping for their big break. And her suggestions got a lot of traction, including a lot of famous names kind of chiming in. Pool House saw it. They loved her ideas, invited her to fly out to Utah to be in the music video for their re-recorded track they're calling Could Be Love, Rachel's version. NBC had the story.
There's a song that came across my algorithm yesterday, and all I want to do is fix it. It has all the pieces, and they're just in the wrong place. It needs to sound fuller.
I thought it was pretty sweet. The reason we weren't offended is because of how she presented it. It wasn't just like, you should change this because it's bad.
The chorus is actually the first verse and the chorus.
I did not think of that.
And then they asked me if I want to go to Utah. And I'm like, really?
Thank God I'm a loser.
She like didn't sleep the whole night. She just got on the plane and flew here.
I'm honestly still processing it in real time.
So she
She re-engineered the song? She re-engineered the song, played the whole thing on TikTok. Everybody was loving it. They saw it. They're like, we love your ideas. We're re-recording it with your changes, calling it Rachel's version. Come out to Utah, be in the music video, and now they're friends. And so they had like 9,000 monthly listens before all of this got the attention it did, and now it's jumped to 200,000 listens on Spotify.
All right, well, good,
and their
good
first
on them.
Official album, "Music for Poor Kids," is dropping this summer.
Look at that!
How fun is that?
That's fun.
You guys see all the original videos and see the entire progression of it and how it all played out. It's all on WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
It's always awkward when you're introduced to someone and you feel there's chemistry, and then, you know, one thing leads to another, and, you know, there's sparks, and then you start to learn more about this person and things like that.
And then you start to learn that, wow, they might be a package deal.
Oh.
Right?
Well.
Yeah.
I think that's where we are. And what are the next steps in that?
It's unpacking his package deal.
Yes. I was going to say, it's already been unpacked. It's already been unpacked. So now what?
And now what?
Yeah. That's group therapy coming up next on 99.7 EJX. All right, how about a little group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please, 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 please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
Because I don't want anyone else I know to know what has happened.
Okay.
I got myself into a little trouble at my friend's wedding.
Mm.
I attended by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had a plus one invitation,
mm-hmm.
I'm newly single after being dumped by my boyfriend.
Sure.
I ended up flirting with the best man.
Oh.
We hit it off right away. There was definitely chemistry.
Sure.
That night, we ended up very drunk, back at his hotel room, hooked up pretty much all night. The next day, felt good about spending the night with a really cool guy that I was hoping we could continue seeing each other. A few days later, I did tell the bride about it. She freaked out, told me he's married.
Whoops.
His wife missed the wedding because she's 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
I feel angry and humiliated. I'm a homewrecker. Should I forget it happened and hope nobody finds out? Or do I confront him? Do I call his wife? Help!
Do I call his wife?
I think no on that one. She's got enough going on right now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't even consider.
She's got enough going on. Yeah.
8 months pregnant.
She needs to be in a good mental state, emotional state.
If
right
she
now.
Can. Does she have a way to get a hold of him?
Don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like maybe that's not a thing that they exchange numbers or anything like that.
He was the best man, and she knows the bride and groom.
Well,
so there
of
would
course.
Be a way to find out.
Yes.
Yes.
So I would almost...
He's a stupid, stupid man if he gave her his number.
Well, he...
Knowing his home life.
Yeah. I mean, he is, some could say, a stupid, stupid man, period. Do you try to reach out to him and go, hey, found something out?
Well,
about
Amber
you?
On Facebook says, you know, say like, hey, I mean, yeah, I'd definitely say something to him like, hey, you're married? You have a baby on the way?
That would have been good to know a week ago.
That's a nice fun fact to reveal.
Yeah, I don't know. These have popped up on our group therapy segments quite a bit. And almost always it's divided between the people who are like, hey, tell, because I wish someone would have told me that he was cheating.
Yep, but then
there's the other people that are like, no, it'll come out in the wash.
Like Lindsay on Facebook. Nope. You obviously don't run in the same circles if you've never met him before now.
Right,
so
it doesn't seem
like you'll run into each other. So stay out of it. Don't contact him. Let him figure out on his own life and his own mistakes. Maybe he was just looking for a one-night thing. You're not a homewrecker. He is.
Yes, I would agree with that statement that she didn't know.
Right.
And yeah, so she didn't know. She thought she was having fun, and that's what she found out. So do you have a take on this? Have you experienced this? Tell us how you handled something like this.
I mean, you can't blame yourself because you didn't know. Now that you do know, though,
sure.
Just I would stay away.
Okay.
Stay away.
502-795-1997 is our number. Group therapy. So group therapy, Got an anonymous message from a listener who realized after the fact that the best man that she hooked up with at a friend's wedding was actually married with a wife who has a kid on the way.
Yeah, like she had such an amazing time with this guy and was like thinking that, oh, maybe we'll see each other again and all the things. And then told the bride about it. That's how she found out. The bride freaked out. It's just like, he's married and his wife is 8 months pregnant. That's why she wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I'm just hearing that again. I'm like, wait, so you're telling me nobody at the wedding,
you were flirting,
noticed the flirting and the sparks going off between you two and tapped either one of you on the shoulder? Like, what are you doing?
I know. I kind of thought that too. But then I was thinking, okay, maybe not, because all the attention is on the bride and groom.
Maybe.
And they're just kind of off doing their own thing. Or maybe they were discreet about it. Like, who knows? And people are like, well, wasn't he wearing a wedding ring? Not all guys wear wedding rings.
That's true.
You know, so that may have been the case as well. But we did get a message from a listener who said, I've been the pregnant wife. So
she said, just stay out.
Stay out. He'll mess up again.
Yep. She's like, it's emotional enough having a baby. You don't want the extra cheating to add on top of that. Mm. And yeah, he'll sink his own ship.
Ay, Gene.
Yeah. And Gene says, let it go. He's a hoe. Can't change the past anyway. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Lisa's like, hey, don't tell the wife. You don't know how the pregnancy's going. Just know next time to ask more questions when flirting.
Yes. Ask the questions next time. Like, hey, you married? Expecting a baby?
I mean, look, those are very like mature responses. Then we have the dive down into the message him on and then take screenshots, he reacts. Send it to the wife, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. There are a few people that are like, yes, definitely can contact the wife. But you know what? I think I'm leaning on all the other people that are like, just.
She's got enough on her plate right now.
Try to work through it on your own.
Right.
Don't contact him again.
The bride knows, which means probably the husband now knows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's probably his buddy. His best buddy.
Man. Yeah.
So I would say if anybody's going to say anything,
that's the husband.
The groom says something to the best man at some point. Like,
it's like,
you better.
Hey, we know what happened.
And don't do that again. And you better support
you put us
your
now
wife
in a
right
bad,
now.
Bad spot.
Exactly.
Yeah, you better. Zip it up.
You let them deal
Zip
with
it. Up.
You just walk away.
Zip it up.
Walk away.
Yeah. All right. That sucks.
Oh, it's awful. Yeah. Because, it's kind of twofold for her because she was thinking, oh, she had this amazing experience, thought she met a great guy and it might, you know, turn into something. And then to find out, oh, wow.
Yeah. And as someone said, great guys don't cheat on their wives. So,
indeed.
Also
that. She said, I met this great guy. He's not a great guy if he's doing that.
Exactly.
For sure.
All right. Well, hey, keep us posted. That is group therapy. All right. We're going to play a game that we've never played before. It's called Rank the Best. Okay. Rank the best in order with 1 being the best and 5 being the worst. Now, here's the thing. You're not going to know what each thing is before you hear it, okay? So rank the best. For example, I'm going to give you like 5 things, right? And though you're not going to know what my next thing is going to be.
Okay.
We'll start with firework names, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Popo Magnet, rank 1 to 5. Just the names.
Popo Magnet.
Yeah.
I'll say 5.
5. Okay, that's 5.
That's the worst one, right? Number 1's the best?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dizzy Disco.
Dizzy Disco. I like that. That's 3.
3? Okay. Mm-hmm. Unicorn Puke.
That's fun. I like that number 1.
Oh, okay.
That's my number 1.
Unicorn Puke is number 1. This is rank the best. Wacky Tobacco. Wacky Tobacky.
Wacky Tobacky.
Yeah, Wacky Tobacky.
4.
You're putting that at 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've got two left.
This one is 2.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in reverse.
Yes. Put it in reverse, Terry. Number 2.
Okay.
I think that's a solid list.
That's how it works.
That's a solid
pretty good
list.
All right, so the next category is going to be 4th of July sides.
Fourth of July sides.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Baked beans.
Oh, number five.
Number five.
I'm not a fan of those.
Okay. Potato salad.
Ooh. We're talking sides. That's number one.
Okay. Macaroni salad.
Two.
Two. Jello.
Four.
Four.
Not a huge Jello eater.
Chips. That's your three.
That's three. Yeah.
Yeah. You like your list?
I do like my list.
Potato salad at number one, macaroni at number
I think
two,
it's solid.
Chips, yeah. Jello, then baked beans.
Yes.
All right. How about chocolate desserts?
Chocolate desserts?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
Okay. Rank these. Rank the best.
Okay.
One being the best, five being the worst.
Okay.
Brownies.
That's my four.
Four. Okay. Bar.
A chocolate bar?
Mm-hmm.
Like as in like a Hershey's bar?
Yeah, whatever.
Five.
Five. Least favorite. Mousse.
Oh, these are my least favorite. Okay. So I thought, okay. Mousse.
Well, five would be your least favorite. You've already put that. That's
yes.
Bar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Three.
Putting that as three. Ice cream.
Two.
Two. So this has
Give
to be number...
Give me chocolate chip cookie. Give me chocolate chip cookie. If you do not put chocolate, the classic American chocolate chip cookie out there, it's a chocolate dessert. We are not friends.
Last one is cake.
No!
That's your number one.
That has to be number one.
Yep, that's your number
Cookie's
one.
Cookie's my number one. I substitute it.
Because
that's a dumb list.
You're
you
not.
Can't have a
no, you
list
cannot.
Without chocolate chip cookie.
Sorry.
You cannot.
You're not the one who's running this game.
See, the echo is there because I really mean it.
You really mean it.
I really mean it. Chocolate chip cookie.
All right. We'll do one more list.
Okay.
All right. All right. This is barbecue grill items. Okay. Barbecue grill items. I'm going to give them to you. You're not going to know what's next, but you just have to rank them in order 1 to 5.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Brats.
Five.
Five.
I don't eat brats.
Okay. I don't eat brats.
I'm more of a hot dog person.
Okay. Hamburgers.
Number one.
Number one. There
I'm
it
burger
is.
Fan.
All right. Hot dogs.
Two.
Two. Chicken.
Three.
All right.
What's my four?
Corn.
Corn's four.
Love that corn. All right. So
on the cob.
That's rank the best.
All right.
All right. I think that was swimming.
That was great.
Thank you for participating, Kelly.
I love the enhanced production of the echo that we have.
Yeah, the echo was
time.
Great. That was
it's
great.
Fantastic.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, we've got Throwback Thursday to get to.
Awesome.
On the way on 99.7 DJX. Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So this guy in Virginia got his wedding band back 15 years after he lost it at a Christmas tree farm.
Okay.
His name's Wayne, got a tree in 2010, realized his ring was gone when he got back to the car,
mm-hmm.
went back, looked, couldn't find it. Came back with a metal detector the next day, nothing.
Mm.
Even came back the following summer, couldn't find it.
No.
Sue was the owner of the farm back then, made notes of anything anybody lost to be on the lookout for.
Okay.
Even when she handed the farm off to her nephew, Darren, in 2018, he held on to those notes. And it was those notes that helped them track Wayne down when that ring turned up while tilling the soil.
I couldn't believe when I saw Joe's trees come up. Of course, I had no idea. And then Darren said, you know, asked me if I described a ring to him. He said, yep, we found it. It was amazing.
She kept notes of anything that was lost. And we always put them on the bulletin board for a couple years. And as the years went on, we'd gather them and put them in a stack and just hoping that one day we'd find a needle in a haystack.
This is a great bunch of people up here. I mean, we love coming up here, getting a tree, and I'm just thankful for them that they, you know, kept that note for 15 years.
Wow.
How cool is that?
And he's still
yes,
married.
Didn't you hear him say, we are so happy, we love getting guess, the tree yeah, for them, we're happy to
that.
Have it back. Yes, we...
I missed it.
You can see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Belle of Louisville.
So let's throw it back. on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's kick it off. A little throwback Thursday action.
Tattooed Mexican rolling in. Hi, hola, hello, salt and pepper shoot.
Ah, de nada.
Ah.
Okay, throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX, let's go.
Here I go. You're packed in your stack, especially in the back. Brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that.
It's throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. No, we don't play the entire song. Sorry about that.
Don't have time for that.
Yep. Audra says, hey, with 4th of July tomorrow, Miley Cyrus partying in the USA seems appropriate.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. We can throw that in. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Jen would like to submit a request.
Submit a request.
She would
okay,
like to
please.
Submit Black Widow by Iggy.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Rita Ora's in this, too.
Did she have another hit?
Yeah, the one with Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah!
Famous or... Fancy! Fancy!
Oh, that's right!
So fancy.
You're right. Yeah. Okay, she had two.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate one of those.
All right. We're celebrating Black Widow. 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back.
Is there a request that you're going to promptly deny?
Oh, yeah, we did get a text that said, one of these days I'm going to get Ben to play New Kids on the Block, but no, not today. That's not gonna happen. So sorry. Bree rolls in with some Danity Kane. Yeah,
it was all caps.
We can do that.
It was all caps. Yeah. She meant business.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7
DJX. Kaylin is all caps as well.
Oh.
Chameleonaire rides Dirty KBT.
Listen, just because you're putting in all caps doesn't just give you a fast pass.
But it does allow me to yell.
Yeah, it does allow Kayla to yell.
Your request.
You're right. That is true.
They see me riding dirty. Trying to kiss me riding dirty.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Got a text from a listener. I, Jen, would like to hear Bills by Destiny's Child.
It's so
very
polite.
Very proper.
It wasn't even all caps.
No, not even. It's Throwback Thursday, where from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Victoria rolls in. Hey, during fireworks time might be my own worst enemy and get lit. Ah! Hashtag puns. Hashtag fun puns. Hashtag be safe around fireworks and alcohol.
That's right.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Nickelback, please!
Oh.
You guys are amazing. I love you guys. Brooke from Bardstown, Nickelback!
Well, you know, we get Nickelback requests every single week.
Every single week, multiple times.
So be thankful that we don't play them every single week.
But we are now. You're welcome.
All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Stabby Sarah rolls in. How about Dynamite this
Kyle
morning?
Kyle Cruz! That makes sense?
Yes, it does. Doesn't
it?
Yes, Throwback Thursday. Ben and Kelly, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
It's probably a good thing that the studio isn't in cubicles, because it would be probably pretty annoying to be next to us hearing me say, Brooke from Middletown, what song's on?
This thing right here.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Who gets to yell that at their office? Nobody.
Yeah, you're
not
right.
Not one person.
We are very loud.
Just us.
Yeah, you're right.
Who gets to say thong song?
In this studio. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday.
What a legacy.
What a legacy.
Francisco. This is his legacy.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah. No, he...
This is it. This is his stamp on history.
Is the thong song.
The thong song.
You know what? If you're going to have a stamp on history, It should be this.
Make it count. He did.
It should be.
Yes.
Redbubble Rachel rolls in, says, still no Ghetto Cowboy by Bone Thugs? No, we don't, but we do have Ghetto Superstar. How about that?
Adjacent request.
There you go.
You're welcome.
You're welcome on Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.70 JX. Yeah, sometimes when you hear these songs, it just takes you to a place because you're like, man, when's the last time, like, you don't even think to call up these songs on some sort of streaming service or anything.
And then you're like, oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And favorite, but sometimes you can't even think of the name of it. Favorite Bread. Like, what's a song with it's like the people start coming and they just won't start coming? Yada, yada, yada. Is it running,
No, 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 no. I don't think so.
That's cute. That's not
Wait, is it? It's this, right? I think it's this.
It's this?
Listen.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger.
I don't think this is it.
Wait.
I don't think this
Wait.
Is it.
Wait. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Right.
Okay, that's the line.
There
maybe,
it is.
Maybe you got it.
Is this it?
That is probably it. What a line to recall, though. Like, out of the middle
not
of the
Not to know
song.
All-Star by a Smash Mouth?
Not the chorus.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
Yep, you got it.
There it is.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday.
I love that he just recalled a random line from the middle of the song, not the chorus at all.
And that's why we are professionals.
That's
because
right.
We pulled out his hieroglyphics and made it into something.
Yes, your decoder ring on, your favorite Brad decoder ring on. You figured
right.
It out. You cracked the case. It was
that's
awesome.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Where are we going?
Amanda Needs Disturbia by Rihanna.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's
sneaky
in.
Sneaky banger.
Yeah. Yeah. Sneaky banger. I mean, look, a lot of. Early Rihanna are bangers.
Absolutely.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Listen, I say that a lot of times we can decipher what you text into actual requests.
Like, we can figure it out.
We can figure
if
it out.
If you can't recall it, we can figure it out.
Like, you know, Redbubble Rachel is trying again, and she says, let's gay married.
I think she meant let's get married.
It's not Pride Month.
See?
But
we figured it out.
We figured it out.
Rachel,
that's right.
We got our decoder ring on for you, too.
Let's gay married. The remix. 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Dr. Aaron just did a deep dive, figuring out the song that she wants today. And she found it.
Okay.
It's Broken Hearted by Carmen.
You know, we brought them into the studio to play this live.
Oh, I do remember this now.
Do you remember this? This is like, what, 10, 12 years ago? Something like that? It was a long time ago. I think it was a brother and sister, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe I'm making that up.
Okay.
It's Throwback Thursday. The Jones in my bones and you were touching me. Oh, on the blow. All right, you know what? I think we're good with this. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Oh, doctor,
sometimes.
Disrespect for Dr. Aaron.
Listen, sometimes it gets forgotten for a reason. Not that they weren't great at the time.
Oh, I was enjoying it.
Were you?
I was.
You were the one?
I was like, that's not bad. That's not bad.
You were just being polite. All right, so back Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Somebody's wife needs to hear Nelly.
Is it Jim's?
And happy wife, happy life. Oh, it's Kyle and Bree.
Kyle and Bree. All right.
Yeah! Bree is sassy.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Angie wants to know if we have astronomania. I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to look it up.
So we're just going to go ahead. We're just going to say go ahead and say no.
No. Thank you, Angie, though. Thank you.
I appreciate
for being here.
It.
We love you.
I appreciate it.
Lots of people are mentioning one song.
Yep.
for this weekend.
Yes.
And it's Katy Perry Fireworks. Oh my God!
Rubbicker.
Do you ever feel your original cannot be replaced if you only know?
All right, thank you, Katy Perry.
It's
99.7 DJX. We'll take it from here.
And that's how we wrap up the 4th of July edition of TBT.
And there was a smattering of a pause.
Hashtag America.
America.
Woo!
Make sure you be, you know what's fun to think about?
What?
There might be someone listening right now who, look at your hands.
Stop it. Don't say that out loud. What is the matter with you? Stop it right now.
This might be the last weekend.
Safety first.
Yes, please. Safety
be
first.
Safe. With fireworks, please. Hey.
Yeah, because I have been seeing on the news, they've done, like, the fire department does all of these tests every year, and they show all of these fireworks blowing the heads off mannequins.
Yeah, let's not
and
do
arms
that to
off
you.
Mannequins.
Yeah, don't do that. It's yeah. very, they're explosive. Listen,
yes.
I say this as having gotten burned by a fire, you know, one of those spinners.
Yeah.
It hit a tree, got knocked upside down, and went shooting down at a crowd of us when I was in high school. And we all smelled, we were far away too, and just splattered in and still got burned on my inner thigh. It was awkward.
Aww.
It hurt too.
Do you still have a spot there?
It's finally faded after all these years.
Yeah.
But I did for many, many years have a scar.
You've never shown me that.
I'm not going to show you that. It's my inner thigh.
Is it far up there?
I was wearing shorts.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right, there you go. Throwback Thursday. Go pick up July issue of Voice Tribune.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
Because none other than Miss Kelly Kay, who's right across from me and has been for several years, many years, is featured in the Women in Radio edition of the Voice Tribune.
It was very nice that they came out. They actually featured all of us women in our building.
All the women in the building,
which is nice.
I mean, look, we understand that there's women in radio in Louisville that aren't in this building.
Right.
But they featured us. So, yeah, you, Kelly Kay, Emily in the afternoon.
Yep.
Haley here from 99.7 DJX.
And then on weekends. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Shay Kay, she's over on Magic, and Bella Ray over on B96, and Amy Nick on 102.3 The Rose. So they were just talking about, like, you guys are the original influencers.
The original influencers.
Yes.
Before that was even a thing on social media, it was us talking on the radio box, telling you how to feel about it.
Like that. talking on the radio box.
Yeah, I've been around for a long time.
Yeah, they said long before hashtags, reels, and algorithm chasing content, there were radio personalities influencing communities with nothing but a mic in their voice.
Look at that. Long before computers.
That's
were
right.
In radio.
That's right. In Louisville, the women behind the dial have long been the original influencers. The original.
The original.
Setting trends and starting conversations that no scroll through social media could replace.
Look at that.
That's
what a
right.
Nice write up.
Yeah. So they were saying, yeah, before social media, you were earning the loyalty the old school way.
By being showing an absolute
up.
Idiot on the radio.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, you can go, like I said, don't, if you happen to, definitely pick one up because it's got a great write up of, all of these fine women, all six here in the women edition of.
We had a fun group shot.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
We got individual pictures and all the things, and they took my bio from the website.
I
tweaked it a little bit.
Yeah, I noticed, though, the shirt you're wearing is very familiar.
I've had it for many, many years. I did not go shopping for this photo shoot.
It wasn't like this was sprung upon you.
No, I went to my old reliable. I'm like, I'll just wear that one. I like the top. I've had it for years and years. Yeah, I think I even wore it for Easter this year.
I was going to say, I mean, look,
I repurpose things that I like.
Yeah, you wear the top nice, and it would have been a shame for you just to wear it once and for it to go away.
Absolutely. You know what? I am a creature of habit. And that is shown in my wardrobe.
Yes, it is.
In my shoes, which, by the my heel broke that
that's
morning.
That's right.
So I had to do the entire day, all these photo shoots, with my heel broken. And so I had to, I was,
I mean,
I love those shoes, too.
Yeah, those are great shoes.
Yeah, they died a horrible death.
I was going to say, did you have to throw them away?
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
You can't mend them.
No, you can't. Oh. It was broken like right in the middle, and it's kind of a special shape of the heel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's done.
All right.
Sad.
So I noticed, like, the pose that you're doing.
Yeah.
Is just a very, like, you know, hand on the hip.
Sure.
Like, pop the hip a little bit.
What were you expecting?
Well,
it's like the next sentence is going to be, what were you expecting?
Are you anticipating a butt?
Yes! But why didn't you do that?
Well, I was just going to say, there are, like, Amy and Shay.
Yeah.
You get to see a little bit more of their personality in the photo.
I am just standing there.
And you're just kind of standing there.
Did you need me to, like, hold up one of my pugs?
I don't know.
That would clearly be...
Wah!
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
You want me to do my boy band pose? Because we do that pose at the fair every year.
You could have done that. Oh, you didn't want to ruin the fair.
I don't do the boy band
you
pose.
You didn't want to do the ruin
without
the fair.
You. I don't do the boy band pose without the band.
Okay. Yeah. No, I get that.
I kept that for us and the fair.
Thank you.
We always do our boy band pose at the fair. I don't want to ruin that. Take away from the specialness of that.
You're right. It is very special. It's a special moment.
Right. No, I was so uncomfortable. Did I look uncomfortable? Because I absolutely
I know you don't like
having my picture taken. I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it at all. I feel
we took a good photo.
Thank you. That's because we had a great photographer and fantastic lighting.
Okay.
Those are the two things you need.
Just could have seen a little bit more of your vibrant personality.
There. Can you? Maybe we'll do some demonstrations. You take some pictures of the poses you thought I should have done.
Do the kissy face.
I don't do kissy face pictures. I never have, and I never will. I don't do duck face, kissy face, none of that.
All right, definitely pick up this month's Voice Tribune, which is on shelves
July 6th.
Yep, July 6th. I thought we were going to get to see you ladies on the cover, but they gave that to Larkin.
I mean, it's an amazing shot.
I mean, maybe if you were carrying a wrench and a laptop too, right. Maybe that would have.
That shows off her personality.
That
in the bathing suit and the wet hair, she looks amazing. That's way more cover model.
That shows off her personality
than us in our conference room.
Anyways, pick it up. It's going to be their biggest moving magazine of the year, the women's volume of the Voice Tribune. That's for sure.
They're going to find out secret to success.
That's right,
Kelly K.
It's Kelly K. That's right. So yeah, well done. You looked great. You represented well.
Thanks to the Voice.
I'm so happy to work amongst all of you here in this building every
Strong
single day.
Women.
So, yes, for sure. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. How about a setting the bar story, which is...
It's a little life lesson.
Sure.
We're something that we hope you don't do or doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, you know, policies and rules are made when enough people show they need it. That can be the same for warning labels, right?
Sure.
You know, you see that. Maybe even simple pleas from a clinic in Scotland.
All right.
Could warrant that.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without literally bringing cups and cups of your pee unsolicited to the clinic, you're doing okay.
Why do people feel like they need to bring pee to the clinic? Why?
So this medical clinic in Scotland literally is like to the local residents,
hey,
stop bringing your unsolicited urine samples.
Stop it.
They're like, stop.
We don't need it. Stop.
They're like, look, one... We can't control the container that you're bringing it in, so we don't know if it's contaminated or not.
Can't tell, but if it's got pee in it, probably not good. Probably not safe.
It's not sterile.
No,
You need to do it in a controlled environment.
Right. Okay.
So I guess it's older patients that are like, I think I might have a UTI. And
so they just bring it in, like, listen, I know you're going to ask me to pee in a cup anyway. I already did
that.
Here
you go, I did it. Don't worry. Here you go. And they're like, okay, stop.
Okay.
Make an appointment.
Thank you for being proactive.
I know.
Understanding this is probably going to be a request.
Right.
When you get here.
Right.
But we've got the stuff.
They're like, we've got it all
environment
here.
To capture it.
And they're like, and by the way, consult with a physician first and then come to us.
Okay. All right.
So consult with the clinic first and then come to us. Don't just, hey, I got a UTI, here you go.
Yeah. It's probably going to prove it.
This will probably prove it.
Just
sorry, it's
stick in your little litmus test in there.
It's in a Dixie cup.
Oh, God.
I walked with it a couple blocks, so some of it spilled.
So some of it, I dropped
it on the ground, but I don't. Not all of it fell out.
Why?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's their question, too.
That's so crazy that a bunch of people just decided they need to start doing that.
To the point where they had to issue this...
A public statement.
A public plea. Like, hey,
that's
stop.
Crazy.
Stop.
Thank you for being proactive.
Right.
And being conscious about your health.
Right.
We want you to pay attention to your health. Just do it here.
Go through the proper steps.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Come in with your concern. We'll let you know if we need you to pee in a cup. Yeah. And we've got special cups for that and a special place for you to do that.
That's
and sanitizing
why
wipes.
It is a setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Hopefully, this is your Friday. So you get through today. Maybe you cut out a little early and you got yourself a nice long weekend ahead of you as Independence Day is tomorrow. A lot of people going to be off celebrating, enjoying the holiday.
We realize a lot of people are still going to be working. We appreciate you for doing that. We realize that. There's a lot of you working.
Listen, I said at the top of the show, I was trying to replace some tires that I have or that I need on my car. And setting the date and appointment, and it's like, all right, what about next Friday? And that would be like tomorrow. And I was like, oh, no, that's the 4th of July. You guys aren't going to be working. He was like, we're going to be working.
We'll be here.
We'll be here.
For America.
Bring your car in. We'll slap some tires on it.
Keeping America on the roads.
And I'm like, that's great and all, but that means I got to do something.
I don't want to wait.
I mean, just because you're open doesn't mean I want to come.
No offense, but I don't want to sit in your waiting room.
I don't want to have...
And wait for you to work on my car.
Right. I mean, I'm sure it'll be great.
But thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't want to do that on my day off.
Make sure... Oh, by the way, we got a... PSA, as you're drinking and around fireworks, know that July 1st, according to a self-proclaimed doctor on our text line.
Dr. Aaron.
Yep. July 1st, all the new doctors just started, including in the ER.
Listen, if you want a bunch of newbies taking care of you.
Right.
When you get irresponsible with fireworks.
I mean, look. They could be fresh-faced and ready to go and excited and all that.
They've been practicing in the labs all through school.
Now it's time for
the
real stuff. That's right.
They're ready to go.
So just know that.
Okay, that's a good note.
All right. Anything else? What else?
I think that's it.
All right. Hey, enjoy the long weekend if you have it.
Enjoy America. Your barbecues.
That's right. Your barbecue
time.
And all that stuff.
Be safe.
Yep.
And be responsible.
We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.